Some young women from Dallas are among the first in the country to earn the highest rank in scouting. They're about to make Eagle Scout. Becca Moore from member station KERA has their story.
On a chilly morning at the Trinity River Audubon Center in South Dallas, a group of young women scouts from Troop 890 use shovels and pickaxes to chip away at the hard dirt.
I think this one's about done.
I think this one's about done, too.
They're digging holes for new display cases that'll hold information about the local plants and animals visitors can find along the Audubon Center's primitive trails. The display is designed and handcrafted by 17-year-old Emma Duncan. It's the last requirement she needs to complete to earn the rank of Eagle Scout.
I wanted to do something where I could work outdoors and work with my hands, and I had no idea where to start.
So Duncan reached out to the Audubon Center. Jake Poinsett's the program manager there, and he's been working with Duncan on her project since midsummer.
We had an initial meet and greet in the beginning, where she kind of said what her idea is going to be like. And all we did was say, you know, a couple of suggestions, you know, so we will clear out this area. What if it looked like this? Or what if it was this size? And she ran with it and did everything herself.
With family, friends, and fellow scouts around her, Duncan put the display cases in the ground and cemented them in place, officially completing her Eagle Scout requirements.
This has been most of my life for the past few months, and I'm very excited to be done with it, as fun as it was.
Then she pulls off the clear plastic coating to reveal her project.
Gorgeous! Well done.
Duncan is now one step closer to becoming an Eagle Scout, the most prestigious rank in Boy Scouts. And she wasn't even allowed to join until February of 2019. That's when the Scouts BSA started letting young women in. And Duncan says she knew right away she wanted to join and become an Eagle Scout.
Me and my dad were backpacking. And on the way out, he said, "Hey, you know, it's looking like girls and Boy Scouts is going to be a thing. Is that something you might be interested in?" I said, "Well, absolutely." We started thinking about, you know, what would it look like to go about getting Eagle, you know, time limits, and is that something I'm interested in? And it totally was.
Duncan was already 16 when she was able to join the Scouts, so she only had 2 years to finish all the Eagle Scout requirements. That's also the minimum amount of time it takes to earn the rank. And doing so in such a short time is no small feat. Scouts are not only expected to live by their oath, there's also a lot of hard work involved.
You need 21 merit badges, and you need to have served in a leadership position for 6 months. So then, you complete your Eagle project, and you fill out the application, you get a bunch of recommendation letters, and then you have to sit for sort of a conference with some of the leaders in the troop.
That board reviews each scout's application and decides whether they're ready to receive the Eagle Scout rank and pin. Checking off those boxes so quickly makes Duncan and a few other girls in her troop some of the first in the country who will earn that rank. 17-year-old scout Carolyn Rich is one of them.
I'm really honored to have this opportunity because I never thought I would when I was little. Like, I didn't think this was something I'd be doing, especially not in like the earliest group of girls.
Duncan says she's also proud to be among the first group of women to earn the Eagle Scout rank. But it's not just about the title.
Before, I did a lot of camping just with my dad, and that was a lot of fun. But getting to hang out with a group of girls that I'm actually friends with and enjoy being around has been super valuable.
For Duncan and Rich, it's a waiting game now. They'll officially earn their Eagle Scout rank and pin at a special ceremony next month. In the meantime, they're focused on helping other members of the troop make it to the finish line as well. For Here and Now, I'm Becca Moore in Dallas.